Wildlife in Africa is often well protected, with vast areas like the Masai Mara Reserve in Kenya, where tourists marvel at lions and leopards and the great annual migration of zebra, gazelle, and wildebeest on the Serengeti. Living on Earth's resident explorer Mark Seth Lender watched a herd of wildebeest and found that even in the mass of the herd, some seemed to stand out as individuals.
Not an hour after sunrise, and already too bright to see. Everything has lost its color, its shape. Outlines blur, the brilliance obscures, like sprayed white paint. It hurts to look at it. And yet, the light contains no heat. It is cooler even than yesterday. The rains are late again. Maybe the weather will finally change. But in the waiting grasses, the only clouds are dust. Two wildebeest out to bash each other's brains. Head to head so hard they come down on their knees, hind legs bucking the air, the splintering of their horns. One turns and the blows of the other does the turning. He pushes like a plow, like flying horses in a merry-go-round, only in one direction. If it hurts, they do not show it. They are dumb to the pain, deaf to the breath that is heaving. They slam together. Their tails are banners. Their hooves stammer and the dry ground tears. It's hard to see what anyone gains, and around again, brought down again. 60 kilos shy, the loser is ordained. At last, the one who had no chance has lost. And the victor does his victory dance, all 4 feet in the air above the field of despond. Look at me, over here, look here. And his only want was the winning. The loser, head low, walks slow, his hooves heavy as stones. And the boss that would have been his crown, cracked and broken. There was no chance for him, absolutely none. What matters in the end except to strive and not to yield? The brave is the one who knows that he will lose. Only heroes live the heroic life.
Mark recorded these wildebeest grazing. And you'll find his photos of the pair jousting at our website, loe.org.